Kfar Halacha on Tuesday night, Oil Chav Tes Elo, the last day of Tav Shilin Gimel. Kfar Halacha and Chavis Alvavus.
So, Erev Tav Shilin, one person could make an Erev Tav Shilin for another under the following circumstances. A kinyan has to be made. You have to make a kinyan in the Erev, in the food that we talked about last night, for the person for whom you're making an Erev. So it's usually you pick it up, like a kinyan hagbah, and you pick it up on behalf of that other person. But there's a rule that the makne can't be the kone also. The one that's giving something away can't be the one acquiring it also. So you have to find someone, l'chadchila, not in the household, someone from outside the house, an adult, to pick up the Erev, the egg, and to be zoche in a chelek of it for whomever you're making an Erev. Based on that, and then you say the bracha, and you say b'hodei ne'ruva, and you add that person, you say, Li or Lanu, v'le ploni ben ploni. Now that's where it became that the rav of the city, or of the kehila, used to be a kehila per city, now it's per a square inch, but now, so the rav makes an Erev tavshilin, and meaning for whoever forgets to make an Erev. But here, since it's both in Zeh, it was instituted that you can only rely on the Erev if you forgot or you're an oinus. But if you're a shtickle pshia, that's where sometimes it's hard to tell if you're a pshia or not. But if you're a pshia, then the Erev doesn't, you can't rely on the Erev for that. But there are other eitzos what to do if you don't make an Erev, but they're way too complicated to just mention now. In fact, there's an interesting din that if you forget an Erev, to make an Erev tavshilin twice in a row, I'm not sure because it can be many years apart, especially in Eretz Yisrael, it can be many, many years apart. But it says if you forget twice in a row, then you're already called a presheya, and you can't rely on the rav Erev. And that's where the nusach of Lanu l'chol Yisrael, Hadorim be'ir hazos, I don't know why they printed it in the Sidurim, but it used to be, who said that nusach? The rav of the city said, Lanu l'chol Yisrael, Hadorim be'ir hazos. Okay, so he's saying that a person really should try as much as possible, and that's his lashon, fiyacholto, to be poresh from whatever is not a necessity, because the whole attitude is a bad attitude, and it's gonna, it could potentially create problems, both of commission. Because if you're not exercising your self-control muscle, so when there's a borderline case and it's like not such a good hechsher, for example, you don't have the, you're used to just eating what you want and getting what you want, it's very hard to all of a sudden just exercise the self-control then. Plus, your whole life is spent doing the wrong things. And then he talks about, so if you're not able, and indeed, if you're not able to spend as much time as you would like, you're not able to spend as much time as you would like preparing for Olam Haba, because really that's what we should spend our whole lives preparing for, in the prosdor. So at least be noig prishus, and he says there were tanoim, the greatest of prushim, the greatest of people who were noig prishus, worked. Abichilkia worked, Shammai worked, Hillel worked. So he says in that case you should, at least in your lave, you should do precious. This should not be something that you're excited about or anxious to do, or, I can close the Gemara now because it's time to go to work. But you should be knowing precious, meaning this is just something you're doing because you have to do it, and the precious should be believed. This is not what's important in your life. That's really the point. This is not what's important in your life. And the proof of the pudding will come, the Chavis HaLavus says, the Mefshel Cholazov is Iskei HaOlam, Shabbos, for example, Rabbi Osai, Shabbos, you're not working Shabbos. So that's where we see where your heart lies. Or at night, many times at night, you come home from work, so now you have 5 hours in front of you. No one goes to sleep before 11 p.m., I dare say. So you have 5 hours in front of you. So that's what the Chazal Vavah says. He doesn't talk about night and Shabbos, but he says, V'yemev shalachal azo v'zizkei ha'olam. So then, if you know a precious belief, so then, azovosam, v'yisazik v'avodos Hashem. V'yal titztayer, and don't feel bad, v'nifzer memuchazeh, if you can't do that. Just the tirdus of olam hazeh, the necessity to earn a living, don't allow you to do that. But if in your heart, you know, a priest is a very big yesod. If you have the right attitude, al titztoyer, im nivtzar mimuchazeh, if you're not able to do what I just said, beglal hisaseskha, betzorche kalkulaskha, because you are caught up in that, and you have to do it. Kiatzofes maspuncha, the one who sees what's in your heart, that's Ribbono Shel Olam, by the way, in case anyways. If he sees you really want to do it, he will provide. But really, really means really, not stop, but it means really, really. So he says, it's almost a promise. I say almost because nothing's a promise. But he says, that's what Chazal say in Avos, Kalamakayimus Torah may only. So for the Kaima may Osher. Fascinating, fascinating insight. I don't know if he's learning that's Mamish Pshat, but he seems to be saying that Makaimis HaTorah may only would be that in your Machshava, that's where you want to be. You can't because may only. So if your Makaimis, this Lachayar is learning. It's a fascinating Pshat. Kala Makaimis HaTorah may only, so for the Kaima may Osher means if your Makaimis HaTorah may only, in your machshava, in your life, you want. So then the Eibishter will say that you'll be able to do it b'poyul, so for the kaimo me osher. But v'chal mavatla satara me osher, so for the vatla me oni. This yesod of the Chovis Halvavos is a yesod that he says in Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh also. In the beginning of the Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, he says an amazing thing. So the person has to work on his lev, on his ratzon. I want to support every kollel in Eretz Yisrael, but I don't have the money. So it's not a joke to chuckle at. He said, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash. And you have to develop a desire, and it's an avoda that every person should do. You know, and it has to be real. I mean, it has to be real because it's very cheap. I want to build the Beis HaMikdash, you know. But it has to be real. But the Chazal Vavah says that's a specific avoda that a person should do. And if a person does that, he says in Shaar Cheshbon HaNefesh, then the fact that you can't do it is seen as an ones. And then you have the rule of someone that wants to do a mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo asah, machshav v'lo v'kadosh baruch hu kilo asah. Even though he doesn't have a chance to do it. It's not, we think it means, you do it and the car breaks down, so you didn't do it. Chazal Vavah says you develop a real desire to do it. Like, really? And only the Yodei HaMachshavos knows if it's real. Then you'll get schar, as if you did it, because you're anointed. You can't do it. I can't support every kollel in Eretz Yisrael. I can't build a Beis HaMikdash. But it's something you have to work on. So he says, mamish this in Shaar HaPrishus also, that's what he's saying, that your precious should at least be belave al titztayer, he says. He says, don't feel bad about what I just said, that at least at night you should be learning. Shabbos, I don't know what the excuse will be, Shabbos, but there must be some excuse because the place is not full Shabbos. But don't feel bad if you can't do it, because the Eibishter is Yodei Matzpuncha, and he will see to it that you're able to do your Ratzon. And that's what he says. So, Shibutayv, everyone, and we should have the good Ritzainus that the Eibishter should see that here's a man that wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael his whole life, probably. And then, look, the Eibishter made it happen. Look at that. Bam.